朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
这个亚伯拉罕真成为神赐福给万民的器皿。
Abraham indeed become a blessing for other nations.
所以十二章讲到他神呼召他的目的。
So chapter 12 talks about the purpose of his calling.
二十二章讲出他活出了他蒙召的目的。
And chapter 22 says that he lived out the purpose of his calling.
啊，所以我们看二十二章。
Let's look at chapter 22.
这是在他顺服神，把他的独生子以撒献给神之后，神对他所说的。
This is after he obeyed God and offered his only son Isaac to God.
16节到18节。
Verses 16-18.
耶和华说：“你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说：论福，我必赐大福给你。”论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。你的子孙必得着仇敌的城门。好，那我们在这里发现啊，并且地上的万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。所以在这里，我们看见十二章讲到他所蒙的召。
So chapter 12 talks about the calling that he received.
二十二章在这里见证他活出了。蒙召的目的。
And chapter 22 is a testimony that he lived out the purpose of his calling.
中间一件很关键的事情。
There was something very critical in between.
就是他在神面前怎么样子的态度来过他的这一生。
That how, with what kind of attitude he lived his life before God.
我们只提两件事情。
We will mention two things.
第一件事情，他就是对神单纯的相信，绝对的顺服。
First of all, he simply believed God and then,completely obeyed.
他是信心之父，他这么简单的信心在神的面前。
He is the father of faith because he lived with a pure, simple faith before God.
所以大家从圣经里面你可以找到，不管神对亚伯拉罕说什么，他就照着神的吩咐去做。
Because in the Bible, you will see that whatever the Lord's tell him, he would just obey.
当神召他的时候，他甚至不知道要往哪里去。
When God called him, he did not even know where to go.
他就遵命出去。
But yet he obeyed and left.
你要不要稍微想一下哈？
Let's pause and think about it.
假设这句话要改成神对亚伯拉罕说，这个神对这个王正说，神对这个这个黄仁纯说。
Say,
你要起来离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。可是出去的时候不知道去哪里。
So if the Lord come and speak to a brother Wang Zhen or a brother Nen and says, you have to leave your country, your father's house and go to a place I will tell you.
可能把你放到非洲一个完全不认识要去语言不通的国家文化里。
Maybe God will lead you to somewhere in Africa where you do not speak the language.
但是这个对亚伯拉罕，你在他身上从来看不见他有第二句话，神说什么他就起来。遵着神的话去做。
But yet we do not see any hesitation from Abraham. Whatever the Lord says, he will obey and go.
那甚至当神最后跟他说，你要带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，就是你所爱的。
Even when God says, bring your son, your only son that you love.
然后他清早起来就带着他的儿子往神的山去了。
And then in the morning, he rose up and then brought his son with him to the mountain.
用姊妹，这个叫做单纯的信心。
And that is simple, pure faith.
对神绝对的相信，绝对的顺服。
He absolutely trusted God and obeyed.
我们会觉得不合理。
We would think this is, it doesn't make sense.
因为这句话让很多人不愿意信耶稣，怎么可能神会做这样的事情？
Because of this, a lot of people would not want to believe in Jesus because they don't think God makes sense.
但是圣经上告诉我们，亚伯拉罕之所以敢献上他的儿子，因为他相信神能叫死人复活。
But the Bible tells us that Abraham was dared to believe God because he believed that God would be able to bring someone dead to life.
你们自己去看希伯来书十一章。
If you go, look at, Hebrew chapter 11.
因为他相信神能叫死人复活，而且他真的仿佛从死中得回了他的儿子。
Because he believed that God can bring someone dead back to life and he truly received back his son as if from the dead.
所以这就是我放在罗马书第四章这里说的，亚伯拉罕所信的神是那叫死人复活、死无变有的神。
So the God that Abraham believed is someone who would bring dead back to life and call those things did not exist as if they were.
不是他忍心献他的儿子，他宁可为他儿子死一百遍，他不愿意他独生的儿子上祭坛的哈。
So it's not because his heart was hard so that he could just kill his son, but he would rather die for his son.
这个我们说没有人性不合理的要求，难道神不知道吗？
But doesn't God know that this is very illogical in an inhumane request?
但是亚伯拉罕对神的信心就知道神绝对不会错。
But yet, because of his great faith in God, he knows that God can never be wrong.
所以从人来看不合理啊。
So from the human perspective, it is illogical and doesn't make sense.
但是他知道神要的。
But yet he knows what God wants.
而且他知道神可以叫他儿子复活。
And he knows that God can cause his son to come back to life.
用什么？这是一般人的信心达不到的境界。
And this is not something human faith can reach.
但是亚伯拉罕信神被称为义。
But because he believed that it was accounted to him as righteous.
他相信我就算把儿子献上了，神能够叫他从死里复活。
Because he thinks that even if I offer up my son, God is able to raise him back from the dead.
所以他不是故意做的。所以你读希伯来书，他也仿佛真的从死里面得回他的儿子。
So he did not just pretend or purposely do that so that he would receive it. He actually received back his son as if from the dead.
他献是真心献，他献是甘心献，他献是带着信心献的。
Because his offering, his consecration was true and genuine. It was sacrificial.
弟兄姊妹，你不要怕哈。
Brothers and sisters, don't be afraid.
就像很多人怕读约伯记，怕读完以后苦难就来。
Just like a lot of people are afraid to read the book of Job because they were afraid that afterwards afflictions will come.
很多人怕读创世纪二十二章，怕读完就要把儿子献上。
A lot of people are afraid to read Genesis chapter 22 because they're afraid afterwards they will have to offer up their sons.
信心是生命。
Faith is of life.
它是长出来的。
It is something that grow out of.
它不是学出来的，不是模仿来的。
It's not something to be imitated.
它一定是长出来的。
It has to be it's grown.
神会为我们创造环境，创造需要。
God will create a need and in our situation.
让我们有机会的第一手的来经历它，来认识我们所信的神。
So that we have a chance to experience to get to know Him firsthand.
让这个信心能够在我们里面不住的增长。
So that our faith will continue to grow within us.
所以加勒约书亚说，仇敌是我们的食物，能够让我的 inner man， 让我的信心可以增长的。
That's why Caleb and Joshua says that enemies are our food so that the inner man within us can grow.
你看我们每次讲到信心都讲到这个穆勒 George Mueller.
Every time we talk about faith, we'll talk about brother George Mueller.
他祷告得答应的故事太多了，他这一生里面有五万件，他说至少五万件神听他祷告的经验。
Throughout his life, he experienced at least 50,000 times his prayers got answered.
常常养了这上千的孤儿没饭吃了，他凭信心先献饭祷告，祷告完东西来了。
Oftentimes he raised thousands of orphans and then they were out of food, yet he would say grace by faith, and after he said grace, food would arrive.
有一个小女孩很羡慕人家玩的那个毛线彩球哈。
There was a little girl who wished to have a ribbon.A ball made of ribbon.
所以他就带着那个小女儿祷告。
And then so he led this little girl in prayer.
然后下次碰到那个小女儿的时候，他就问她说：“你那个彩球好不好玩？”他没有问说你得到了没有。
So next time when he saw this, when he met this little girl, he did not ask her, "Did you get your ribbon ball?" But he says, "Do you like your ribbon ball?"
他到魁北克去讲道的时候，那个船碰到大雾，根本被 delay， 没办法开了。
And when he was on the way to Quebec to preach, and then there was a heavy fog that a ship could not go.
他就跟船长说我一定要到，因为我那边有聚会。
So he told the captain of the ship that I have to get there on time because I have to lead a meeting.
船长说不可能。
But the captain says it's impossible.
穆勒说我一定要到，我们来祷告。
But George Mueller says I have to be there on time, so let us pray.
那个船长还是带着怀疑的心跟他一起要祷告。
So the captain with a doubtful heart was going to pray with him.
穆勒跟他说你不用祷告，因为你的祷告不是信心，神也不会听。
Yet brother George Mueller says don't pray with me because you do not have faith, therefore your prayers are not of faith.
他就低头就赞美神，他说主我谢谢你，我知道你能够叫雾退掉，让我可以及时的赶到。
So George Mueller bowed his head and said, Lord, I thank you because I know you are able to help me to get there on time.
祷告完就说船长你现在可以上去看了。
And then after he prayed, he told the captain, okay, now you can go and see.
船长上去船舱一看呢，我说简直不能相信的跑下来说，怎么可能？我航海几十年的经验，不可能的事情。
So soon as the captain went out of the cabin, he was so marveled because the fog was out. The fog was gone.
学不来的。
But it is not something that we can imitate.
你祷告完叫人家上去看雾还在。
Maybe after you pray and then you tell people to go and see and then they still see fog.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是长出来的。
But that is, he had this faith grown out.
神为我们创造环境，创造需要。
Because God will create our need and our situation.
让我们在每一件小事情上单纯的相信，绝对的顺服，我们的生命就长进了。
Therefore, we can simply trust and obey in small matters, and through the process, our faith will grow.
啊，我们有一段时间，神非常严格的对付我跟于师母，就是要学习的相信他。
So there was a period of time that God particularly disciplined. Me and Sister Nancy, so that we could only simply trust and obey.
啊，我没有时间去细讲哈，我只是讲一件小事情。那个时候他还差一个学期毕业了，他正在写论文。
So I will tell you just one story that during that time it was only a semester away before she finished her thesis.
他到旧金山来看我，没想到马上找到工作了。
And then she came to visit me in San Francisco, and then surprisingly, she found a job there.
所以他就问教授说，我可不可以在旧金山写论文，然后偶尔回来，然后让我可以有这个工作。教授说没问题。
So she asked her professor, is it okay for you that I will write my thesis in San Francisco and occasionally come back to you?
所以他就上班
了。And then professor says, okay, no problem. So she started working in San Francisco.
然后我们就去找律师要帮他办 H1.
Then we went to find a lawyer to apply for H1 visa.
但因为我们对移民法完全不懂。
Because we were very ignorant about immigration laws.
那律师说 H1 你必须是先得到 approve 才能去上班的，你不能够先上班才去申请的。
So the lawyer says, to apply for H1 visa, you have to get approval first before you start working. You can't just go and start working.
我们问他说，那我们该怎么办？
So we asked the lawyer, so what should we do now?
他说很简单嘛，你只要把日期改写后面将来上班的日期就可以了。
So the lawyer says very simply, you can just change the starting date of your employment and that will work.
可是我们两个祷告里面都不平安，觉得这不是基督徒可以做的事情。
But then after we pray, we did not have peace because we didn't think that it was something Christians should do.
我们就照着他上班的日期写。
So we put the real date of her starting date.
律师说不可能的不可能，他嗤之以鼻，但是他说你要这样子我帮你送。
But the lawyer says, that's impossible, but if you insist, I will just submit for you.
你看我们这么顺服，神应该行神迹的。
So because we obey so well, God should perform a miracle, right?
大概过两个礼拜，我们收到移民局来的 deportation notice, 就是你要被出境，因为你们先上班，这是不合法的。
But then after 2 weeks, we receive a letter of deportation from immigration office because she started a job, before the visa, and that's illegal.
然后我们再去问律师说该怎么办，他都不想理我们。
Then we went back to the lawyer to ask the lawyer, what should we do? And he didn't even want to pay attention to us.
因为原来是他很简单解决的事，我们自己把它搞大了。
Because it was something that can simply be resolved by changing the date, and we mess it up and make it such a big deal.
我们就问他说，那还有什么方法可以做？
So we asked him, so is there any other way?
他说不可能的啦。
He says, there's no way, impossible.
因为那个时候唯一的一条路就是直接办劳工卡，就是这个 green card 的劳工卡。他说那个至少6到9个月，不可能的。
He says, another way is to apply for labor certificate, and it will take about 6 to 9 months.
他说因为你现在根本只剩下大概一个月就要被赶出去，他不可能的。
And then, the lawyer says, according to the letter of deportation, you can at the most,stay for another month.
我们就叫他帮我们办就是。
So we asked the lawyer to apply for labor cert.
我记得很清楚哈，那是2月3号，我们两个跪下来为这封信祷告，然后寄出去。
I remember vividly on February 3rd, we both were on our knees, and we lay our hands on the letter, prayed, and then mailed it.
然后2月10号移民局寄回来 approve.
And then February 10th,We got a response from the immigration office was approval.
你要知道，包括路上的邮寄，一去一回跟周末，等于移民局收到了盖章 approve 就回来了。
So including the mail delays and weekends, In other words, as soon as the immigration officer received it, he immediately approved it and sent it back.
所以我们律师在电话里面是喊着说 miracle, miracle, 在跟我们讲。
So our lawyer called us, our lawyer called us and shouted over the phone, said, miracles, miracle, he could not believe it.
但弟兄姊妹，我只是举一件例子，很多的事情神就，我们有时候信心软弱不够，被神责备，被神纠正，就是这样子跌跌爬爬被神 build up 起对他的信心。
This is just one example. So oftentimes we will stumble,and we will be weak, but through the process, the Lord is building up our faith.
我们的信心跟这些伟人差远了，但是弟兄姊妹，我知道我不需要勉强，我不需要学，因为这是学不来的。
Our faith is nothing compared to the faith giants in the Bible, and we know that we cannot imitate them. And
所以以前 Oakland 有个韩国女牧师，就是奉主的名叫帮他帮一个人赶鬼，他拿棍子打，把人家打死了。
There was a woman minister in Oakland. She tried to imitate the faith of healing, and then she would hit someone. And then once he hit someone, and she killed the person.
你怎么喊怎么叫，你学不来的，鬼不出来就是不出来的。
You cannot just by shouting or beating someone to cast out the demons.
因为他真是认祸是祸的。
Because demons know the real faith.
对不对，弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前要真正的用最简单的信心学习来相信神。
We ought to learn with a simple faith to trust God.
学习顺服他。
Learn to obey God.
所以越单纯的信心其实是越有能力的信心。
Actually, the more genuine our faith, the more powerful it would be.
越单纯的信心是越蒙神悦纳的信心。
The more genuine faith would be, the more pleasing it would be to God.
而真正的信心一定带进顺服的行动。
True faith will bring about obedience.
所以我们买会所的时候，我们最常讲的一句话就是我们相信神怎样对我们说事情就要怎样成就。
Throughout the process, through the process when we purchase this facility, the most quoted Bible verses that we believe the things will happen according to what the Lord told us.
所以我们看一下罗马书四章十七节到二十一节，很快的读过去啊。亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫使人复活、使无变有的神，他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。他将近百岁的时候，想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。所以弟兄姊妹，这是他第一件事情，他的信心。
So the first thing about Abraham is his faith.
第二件事情也是因为他信心带下来的这个对神的爱。
And secondly is his love for the Lord out of his faith.
保罗在加拉太书第五章第六节那里讲到，受割礼不受割礼都没有什么果效。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, Paul says, it doesn't matter whether to be circumcised or not to be circumcised.
唯有那个使人能够产生爱的信心才有果效。
Only the faith that will generate love, that is working.
我们对神不够爱，因为我常常是我们不够信。
We do not love God enough. Oftentimes it's because we do not believe Him enough.
如果我们真相信他，真在信心中经历他，我跟你说，我们爱他是自然的事情。
If we truly believe Him and experience Him in faith, it's very natural that we will love Him.
所以亚伯拉罕因着对神的信。
And because of Abraham's faith in God,
他能够对神有无保留的奉献。
Therefore he could offer up without reservation.
他把他最心爱的献给了神。
He offered his son.Whom he loved the most to God.
然后神就大大的赐福他。
And God greatly blessed him.
论福我要赐大福给你。
Blessings I will give great blessings to you.
他说论子孙我要叫你的子孙多如天上的星海边的沙。
And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars in the heaven and sands on the seashore.
不仅仅神没有把以撒真的拿走。
Not only that, God did not really take Isaac.
神赐给他多如天上的星海边的沙这么多。
But God blessed him with a descendants as stars in the heaven and sands on the seashore.
我相信做爸妈的，如果你给孩子一个糖，跟他要回来，他不肯给你，跟他那么高兴的给你，那给你的感觉是很不一样的。
I'm sure parents will feel differently if you ask a child.For a candy that you gave him, and then he happily give you, or he will reserve it.
明明是你给他的。
Yes, indeed, you have given him the candy first.
明明你有能力可以给他更多。
Yeah, and then you have the ability to bless him with more candy.
明明你不是真的要把他夺回来。
And you didn't really want to take that candy back.
这叫做神要试验亚伯拉罕。
That is what God was when he tested Abraham.
所以当大卫在那里拼命把 金银多得无数献给神的时候
So when David offered up numerous gold and silver to God
他在主面前的祷告他说我算什么我的名算得了什么
His prayer to God is that Who am I and who are we
他说万有都是你的我们不过是把你给我们的来献给你就是了
Because the entire universe belongs to you But we are only offering to you What you have given to us first place
这叫做认识认识神
And that is true knowledge of God.
你看你如果今天看到旁边有一个人他需要借你的这个 iPhone 或 iPad, 你就真的大方的借给他。
If someone wants to borrow your iPhone or iPad, and then you just generously offer it.
没想到他不还你了。
And then surprisingly, he will not return it.
你怎么跟他要他都不还你
No matter how much he asks, he will not return it to you.
等到你生日的时候他居然包得漂漂亮亮还用他彩带说我送你一个礼物把你的 iPad 还给你。
But yet, on your birthday, he will package up the iPad or iPhone as a birthday gift for you.
你还需要说哎呀谢谢你谢谢你。
And then you will even have to say, oh, thank you so much.
有姊妹你不觉得今很多时候我们奉献一点我们就觉得神啊你应该祝福我你看我奉献给你。
In the same way, oftentimes when we offer a little bit to God and we say, God, you should bless us because we offer it to you.
大卫就不是这样。
But David was not like this.
我们不过把你给我们的给你。
Because he says, we are only offering to you what you have, already, what you have given to us first.
这个用一句世界上的话这个借花献佛。
In other words, you're just a flower to offer to Buddha. That's a Chinese saying.
我们跟假神无关但是我们所有的能够献给神的都是神给我们的。
Because whatever we can offer to God are all come from God.
对不对
Isn't that true?
神给我们恩赐给我们才干给我们金钱给我们各方面的恩典哎呀弟兄姊妹理当归给神
God has given us gifts, talents and money and all kinds of gifts and we ought to offer them back to God
所以神大大的赐福他
Therefore God greatly blessed Abraham
我本来预备了很多小故事想跟你们讲的都没有空
I have prepared a lot of stories for you but I'm running out of time
你看 Watchman Nee 把他从小到大的青梅竹马 girlfriend 献给神
My brother, he offered up his childhood girlfriend to God.
因为他的 girlfriend 不爱主。
Because his girlfriend would not love the Lord.
而且是校花，你知道吗？什么叫校花？你们懂吗？
And she was like the beauty queen at her school.
全校里面最漂亮的。
The prettiest girl on campus.
但是我们的弟兄为了爱神，把这个感情放下来。
But yet, out of love for God, he laid down this relationship.
他本来跟神 bargain 说主你叫我去哪里宣教都可以我为你受多少苦都可以求你让我有这个爱。
He was bargain, originally he was bargaining with God. He says, I'm willing to go wherever you send me as long as you allow me to keep this relationship.
他那天把这份感情奉献断绝下来的时候
But as soon as he decided to offer up,This relationship to God.
他把所有的情书全部撕掉他写了一封信给他这个女朋友然后他带着浆糊这个调的浆糊然后出去贴福音单张去了
And then he tore all the love letters from his girlfriend and he wrote the final farewell letter to his girlfriend and then he started pasting gospel tracts on walls
神后来把他还是还给了他隔了很多年以后把一个很爱主的李师母还给他啊。
But many years later, God returned this girlfriend back to him, and at that time, she really loved the Lord.
有姊妹要晓得，对他 nothing 这个 price is too high. 对神 nothing 不没有一个 price 是代价是太高的。
To God, there's no price that is too high.
都值得。
It's all worth it.
我们一起再来唱刚才这首诗歌哈，希望我们回家以后都成为旁边人的祝福。
Let's sing this song again, and hopefully today after we go home, we will all become blessings for others.
637首。
Song 637.
神召我们承受祝福。
God has called us to receive blessings.
我们里面干干的没有东西的。
Yes, it's very dry inside of us. We have nothing.
但是活水的江河从宝座倾倒下来。
Yes, this river of life flowing out of us.
希望不停在我们这里。
We hope that we will not stop it.
我们不仅仅承受了活水的风，丰富的活水。
Not only that we receive this rich living water.
我们成为流入活水的管道。
We will become a channel for this living water.
让我们成为加利利，而不是成为死海。
So that we will become a Sea of Galilee, but not Dead Sea.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理 来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。